The CIA tapes were also the focus of a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today. Judge Mark Philip is nominated to be the Justice Department's second in command. At his confirmation hearing, senators asked about torture, violent crime, and, of course, those troublesome interrogation videos. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
From the first question, it was clear that this hearing would be as much about the Justice Department's past as its future.
Assuming you were the Deputy Attorney General in 2005,
assuming, Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said, the CIA said it had videotapes showing harsh interrogations.
And they said, we're going to destroy those videotapes. What kind of advice would you have given them?
Mark Phillips said first he would have told the CIA what the law requires. After doing that, he said, he might give the CIA some broader advice, which is, even if there was no specific court order demanding that the CIA hold on to the tapes,
it might be the better practice to keep those in any event, given the nature of the interests at stake in terms of the subject matter that was on the tapes.
Subject matter that was before the Congress and the courts.
Yes, sir.
That subject matter being U.S. interrogation policies. Now Congress and the courts are both investigating the tapes' destruction. The Justice Department is conducting its own investigation, and the Attorney General has said he won't cooperate with Congress's inquiry. That angered the committee's top Republican, Arlen Specter. Today, Specter rattled off about a dozen instances where Congress and the Justice Department have conducted simultaneous investigations in the past. Specter said Congress is investigating a much broader range of issues than just criminal wrongdoing, and he asked Philip,
if you have to choose, doesn't congressional primacy prevail?
Philip said he would work very hard to find common ground so he wouldn't have to choose. Then later in the hearing, Philip said this.
At this early stage, it may make some sense to give some breathing room to the department so that they can try to see what the landscape looks like.
The underlying issue here is whether CIA interrogators tortured people, and more specifically, how the country defines torture. Like the Attorney General at his confirmation hearing, the Deputy Attorney General nominee would not say whether he believes the practice of controlled drowning, called waterboarding, is torture. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin said that's hard to swallow.
Do you understand the problem that creates from this side of the table?
I understand the seriousness of the issue. I understand your frustration.
Philip said he finds waterboarding personally repugnant, but he would not issue a legal opinion on it. Durbin said that answer is unsatisfactory.
The president has said repeatedly, torture is not our policy. We do not engage in torture. And yet, when we go to the most fundamental and basic definition of torture, waterboarding, we can't elicit an answer from the attorney general or his deputy attorney general. And that is my dilemma.
Still, there does not seem to be any real doubt that Philip will be confirmed. He'll be acting attorney general until Congress has a chance to vote on him early next year. Philip promised that if he's confirmed, he won't allow partisan considerations to influence the department's law enforcement decisions. That's a promise Attorney General Michael Mukasey made at his confirmation hearing, too. And today, Mukasey took a step in that direction. He put out a memo dramatically limiting the number of people at the White House and Justice who can discuss pending investigations with each other. Mukasey said that will help ensure public confidence that the laws of the United States are being administered impartially. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.